Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 15th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a penny and three quarters, closing at 362 and three quarters. May beans up 3.5 cents, closing at 898 and three quarters. May wheat down 5 cents, closing at 459 and a half. Really surprised the wheat couldn't act better in here. The weather, you know, I think it's just horrendous. I don't remember a spring this wet or this cold. I mean, I had 4 inches of ice on my apartment balcony yesterday. But the wheat just doesn't seem to care in here. Minneapolis was mixed, half cent higher to three lower. Kansas City was 7 to 8 lower. Chicago, 4 to 5 lower. So I don't know why it's not acting better. The lowest acres we planted in modern history, and lousy weather out here. We'll see what happens when we get the crop ratings tonight. They should show everything way behind. I would also think they're going to see some reductions in the quality of the wheat out here. But obviously the market doesn't think so. Corn and beans rallied on a little bit on the weather for the corn. The beans rallied on the export sale to unknown, most likely to China. Export inspections for the beans were lousy, 460. They were decent on the wheat at 511. Pretty good on the corn, 1.18. But really, there was really not much reaction to anything out here today. The beans broke 3.5 cents off their highs fairly late in the session. So nothing closed great. It's just kind of a mixed bag out here, and the markets just seem to be biding their time, either waiting for a Chinese announcement or waiting for something definitive in the weather. The funds are sitting here on their hands, short an incredible amount of corn. If we see that change, obviously this market can rally, but we've got to give them either a technical reason or a fundamental reason. And so far, it certainly hasn't been fundamental. On the technical side, it's the first day we've closed over the 10-day moving average. So that's a little bit positive. First day in, you know, several weeks, anyway, we've closed over the 10-day averages. We would need to close over the last couple of weeks' highs at 365 and a quarter. That's less than 3 cents away. That may trigger some fund buying. But we need to see the funds cover these shorts if this corn market's going to rally. So hopefully either a Chinese trade deal or bad weather continues, and we get something to shake these funds out of their short positions. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.